Esther Lye, Kent Couch, a gas station owner from Bend, Oregon, tied 105 helium-filled balloons to a lawn chair and took off.
It was beautiful. It was a dream.
For 9 hours at 193 miles, it was the fulfillment of a childhood dream. But with dangerous conditions ahead, he had to cut short his goal of reaching Idaho and land his homemade aircraft. As he told us last year,
I just grabbed my knees and tucked and rolled.
Couch was safe on the ground, but a gust of wind took his chair, and with it, thousands of dollars of equipment, including the video camera that had documented the flight.
It was a successful landing, but not a successful day totally, because I lost my gear.
Then, earlier this month, what was lost was found. The chair, the cell phone, GPS, and most importantly, the camera. All rediscovered by ranchers on their property, just 13 miles from where he landed. And that video is simply stunning.
We're just sitting here in a lawn chair in a balloon.
Floating above airplanes. Gorgeous views of Oregon.
I'm at 10,000 feet, 25 miles an hour.
Coach, a tour guide to the skies.
There's Hood and Jefferson.
And you even get to see how he flew. He cut off or popped balloons when he got too high, let the helium out in others, accidentally inhaling some of the helium at one point.
I'm going to lose some of my descent. That's talking with helium in it. Uh-oh.
A ride out of a childhood fantasy, and now the video to prove it.
Enjoying the view up there?
Yes, beautiful.
And here he is with us in the steel and concrete mountains of New York City. Kent Couch, it's so great to see you again. It
must have
been stunning when you got the call, when they had the video.
Oh,
it
was
your chair.
I thought I'd never find it again. I was sure it was gone.
Yeah, it seemed to be after all that time. All right, I want to take a look again for everybody who missed it the first time at this little vehicle that you put together. Show us again how you did it. You sat in it, strapped yourself in.
You don't have to strap yourself in. It's pretty comfortable the way it is. You're not really going to go anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This was your camera.
This is the footage I'd lost.
Kind
of set it up. Panoramic.
And how many balloons did you have to lift you off the ground?
Well, I had 105. I wanted a few extras, and that gave me the lift I needed.
Okay, now show us how the helium works when you would release a little of the helium.
Well, you could grab a balloon, say, and just let it out.
Right.
And you can float it through the... Just
can I hold it for you?
All right.
I have good fingernails here. Can I say to everybody at home, do not try this. This is serious.
So if you wanted to let out a little bit, you do that. You can just let it out, take it in, however you want to do it. Kind of affects your voice a little bit.
It's Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I can let it out and come down a little ways.
If the weather permits.
And how far do you want to go?
Well, I'm definitely going to make it to Idaho this time. Hopefully 400 miles.
Going to do anything differently?
Well, I've got a few plans. I've got GPS tracking on the chair and myself, and more balloons, more water for ballast.
Yeah. And more food?
Yeah, I'll take a few more snacks along.
All right. Yeah. Well, take us with you.